this is Weird Al Yankovic, and I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And to all my Japanese friends, Feliz Navidad.
Now, Stevie, now don't be nervous, honey, okay? I'm going to go in, and I'm going to introduce you, and then you're going to come in with your guitar, and you're going to play that nice, nice music you were telling me about. And while you're doing that, I'll be sitting in the back of the room. We'll have such a good time, so don't you be nervous, honey. It'll relax everybody, and we'll be so happy. I'm going to go now. I'll introduce you, okay? Hands up! Now, you kids, you all of you, calm down. That's good, okay? Everyone in your own seats, that's good, okay. Now, little Stevie Vai is going to play a composition on the guitar. He wrote it all by himself. Okay, Stevie, bring your three friends up. They can play with you. That's Steve Vai. What a nice little boy.
I wrote this song for all my friends. When I grow up, I'm going to be a famous rock and roll guitar player.
Love it. Go ahead.
This is my landing bar. That's going to be loud.
Constant. And I do. audience is listening. That's Steve Vai from his 1990 release, Passion and Warfare. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and you are listening to episode 44 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Welcome back to another episode. We're going to keep the rock rolling right now with some TNT. This is Everyone's a Star. TNT, Everyone's a Star. That's from 1987 and their album Tell No Tales. We're going to keep the rock rolling now with something that's upcoming in 2018. That's right, next year, Joe Perry from Aerosmith. He's going to have a new solo record out called Switzerland Manifesto. Switzerland Manifesto comes out in January. But he's released one track from it already to give us a little taste of what's to come. And this track features Robin Zander from Cheap Trick on lead vocals. This tune's called I from Joe Perry.
Plays my song all night long. I'll give it that thing so sweet. I'ma listen, baby. Come on. Please, she's my love surprise. I'm
Brand new music from Joe Perry from Aerosmith, helped out by Robin Zander on lead vocals, and that's from Joe's upcoming release, Switzerland Manifesto. So we may not ever see a new studio record from Aerosmith, but at least we know we've got some Joe Perry to look forward to early in the new year. We're going to keep the rock rolling now. We're going back in time for some Chicago rockers. This is a band called Fierce Heart, and this is Heroes. Chicago rockers Fierce Heart from their one and only album. That was a tune called Heroes. Rex Carroll on lead guitar, who after Fierce Heart went on to form a Christian rock group called White Cross, and that had some stellar guitar work on that material as well. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You are listening to another episode of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thanks for checking out another one where we rock and roll every Sunday. Although you may not listen to it till Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, but for me, Sundays is when I'm rocking out putting this show together. And we're going to keep it going right now with something from just a short time ago, a couple of months ago, LA Guns, with the original lead singer reunited. And I put together an album called The Missing Piece. From that release, this is a tune called Speed. Latest from LA Guns right there, that's Speed off The Missing Piece. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, keeping the rock rolling now with one of my favorite guitar players, Mr. Gary Moore. This is a tune called Cold Hearted.
Something to say.
Cold-hearted. That's Gary Moore from his 1982 release, Corridors of Power. We're going to keep things going now with something that was released in 2016. Last week, I played some Vivian Campbell, and I had mentioned when I played him last week that he's got all these different projects going, and of course, he's in Def Leppard full-time, but he also has the River Dogs, and then kind of paying tribute to his days when he was in Dio. He's got a band called Last in Line, which is all the Dio members, with the exception, of course, of Ronnie James Dio. So from Last in Line in 2016, they put out a record called Heavy Crown. This is a tune called Star Maker.
Like I do, you ain't got
Star Maker. That's from Last in Line, Vivian Campbell on lead guitar there. We're going to keep it rolling now with one of the most underrated guitar players to come out of Chicago, Illinois, at least in my opinion. I'm talking about a guy named Don Griffin and the Griff Band. This is You Got It, Let's Go. Don Griffin and the Griff Band, You Got It, Let's Go. And Don these days isn't out hitting all the stages with his guitar like he used to do, but he is running a recording studio near Ashland and Cermak. So if you're a young band and need some established ears that really know how your music should sound, Don Studio's the place to go. All right, I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and I have to go. We're out of time again today for this week's edition of Radio Bypass Podcast, but thanks for coming by for episode 44. I look forward to rocking with you some more next Sunday, and I'm going to leave you with something from Tesla. December 8th, so just a couple of days ago, in 1986, saw their debut album get released, and quite an album it was and still is to this day. So this is a song you've probably heard many times, but being that it's the anniversary of the release, I just have to play it again because you really can't hear this song too often. So I'm going to leave you with some Tesla from their very first record. This is a tune called Modern Day Cowboy. Have a great week, everyone.
shit.